A new study is being carried out right here in Coventry and Warwickshire to help those of you with high blood pressure make the most of the treatment that's available to you. Ijaz Chima is a pharmacist and research student at Warwick Medical School. Good morning. And also Professor Donald Singer is president of the Fellowship of Postgraduate Medicine and a cardiovascular specialist and expert in blood pressure. Not that any of our blood pressures are rising at the moment, just talking about it. And our very own editor here, Sarah Harness, is all strapped up. Do you know what your blood pressure is?
I knew what it was this morning.
Yeah.
It was 123 over 90.
Yeah.
And then I've been roped in to have it now done. shamed live on air.
Let's first of all start by defining our terms when we're talking about high blood pressure. What exactly do we mean and what are the readings that we take?
Well, blood pressure is what keeps all our body working, the brain and the kidneys and other organs healthy and all the nutrients coming in. And there's two parts to it, that the two numbers, the top number is when the heart is pumping, and that's the higher number called the systolic pressure, and the bottom one, the diastolic, is when the heart's relaxed between heartbeats.
Okay.
And both these are important for health, but also either or both of they're raised, as you say, can cause serious problems in the heart or the brain or other parts of the body.
Is one more important than the other?
They're both important. If you look at people around the country, it turns out if you're younger, the one when the heart's relaxed seems a bit more important in predicting risk. But as you get older, the top one when the heart's beating becomes more and more important. And the reason for that is as you get older, the arteries get a bit stiffer. And the higher the top one is, it's telling you a bit about how stiff the arteries are and therefore how much more at risk you might be of a heart attack or preventable stroke.
Should everyone know what their blood pressure is?
The answer is absolutely yes.
Thought you'd say that.
in the old days, people used to think about blood pressure as a diagnosis. Either it's high or it's not. Mm. But we now know that for public health, what really matters is that from very low through mid to high levels, the lower you are, the better your health is going to be. And so that there's two elements to it. One is be healthy, being fit and eating well is good to keep your long-term health as good as possible. And if it's above a certain threshold, that's when we start talking about involvement of pharmacists like Ijaz in terms of tablets and other ways to help improve your risk.
So what is a good reading and what isn't a good reading? What are the magic numbers?
Well, the modern magic numbers are so-called optimal. The best you can have is if you're below 120 over 80, that's really good. And your long-term risk is excellent.
Okay.
If you're around the 130 over 85 mark, that's mid, that's still in the healthy range, but you're creeping up towards higher levels. And 140 over 90 is the sort of number where if it stays at that level, you ought to be getting some tests to look for underlying causes. You ought to be looking at your own lifestyle. What about alcohol? What about salt in your food? And getting some advice about possibly having some tests for underlying causes and thinking about possibly some tablets if what you do with your lifestyle is not enough.
It's interesting. I mean, Ijaz, a lot of people now will buy the home blood pressure kit. How reliable are they?
I think most of them are quite reliable and they are standardised. But one of the good websites to look at is the British Hypertension Society website, which is the bhsoc.org. And that would just give you a good indication of which monitors you should go for.
And presumably how we take the reading is also crucial and how we put the cuff on our arm.
That's very important. And if you have your blood pressure checked, if your arm is thin, you should have a smaller cuff. And the obvious thing is very young children, the cuffs are tiny. And if you're very overweight, you have a big cuff. And the risk is if somebody uses a standard cuff, a normal size cuff and a big arm, you can overread by 30 or 40 points. So some
So it is quite critical.
It's very important. So it's important you have the right cuff. And you can easily, when you buy a gadget, which is, as EJ says, checked on this national website, if it's going to be a reliable gadget, make sure you also get the right size cuff for your arm.
Well, Sarah, my colleague was tested this morning, very nobly put her... No, actually, we made her sit down in a chair and say, we're going to take your blood pressure. And we put the cuff on and we used one from a pharmacy this morning. Probably not every day you get your blood pressure taken by a leading cardiovascular professor.
But
anyway, you've put a cuff on her arm. You've selected the right cuff. Now, we're going to take her reading now. So if you'd like to do that, and it is very simple, but just remind us about the placing of the cuff and how important it is.
Well, the key thing, there's a mark, a little arrow usually, or a dot on most cuffs to tell you to put the artery, put the cuff over the artery, the brachial artery, which is where the blood pressure is being picked up from by the cuff. And it's important that it fits comfortably and the patient's resting.
Yeah.
The other thing is, this is artificial, but not to chat or not even to think about good
things. We kept it quiet, which is quite unusual.
Thinking about holidays or good things can still put it up. So a quiet time.
You get
time.
This white coat syndrome as well that they talk about.
So it helps get around that. It's important for people, if they're doing it at home or having it done by a doctor or nurses, to have the measurement done at least three times.
Okay, well, we've just taken Sarah's now. It's very interesting. We took it this morning. So what's it reading now?
So what is reading now is the top one is 133 and the bottom one is 87.
Okay.
And already we can see is the bottom one is a bit better than the first time. It was 90 before, now it's 87. Yeah. Yes. So it's already settled. And that's part of getting used to having been done.
Yeah.
I should also say we're using a slightly different gadget, one I brought in myself, which I know has been checked and has had studies done on it. And there also may be slight differences from machine to machine.
And should we take it three times? You're saying?
Well, the answer is you should take it three times and forget the first one, throw away the first one, because at that stage the cuff is settling in, there may be some crackles.
Oh, okay.
And it's the second and third which really matter. And if it's still falling by the third one, then you should do another one and take the last
one. Well, we'll do another one then, because we've done
already
this.
The second reading I've just finished.
Oh, you've done it.
The top one's gone from 133 to 125, just proving the point that relaxing is really important. So people at home, it's useful to check to have a gadget to be able to do it with at home, but to make sure you don't panic if the first number is too high, make sure you've done three readings and take the average of the second and third.
So we're on to her third one now. It's looking good. Looks like she's healthy. Good blood pressure.
I don't speak.
We found the secret.
So we've gone from 90, which would definitely be a threshold where you should be looking into your lifestyle. Weight is the single biggest factor, but certainly exercise and low salt diet, plenty of fruit and vegetables, moderating alcohol. These are all good ways to keep the blood pressure good. Mm-hmm. And as we've been talking about alcohol, it's got to be.
Yes. Don't.
So 86. So we're now down to 86 for the
that's
lower end. So that would count as upper normal, and that's the kind of level where you ought to think about different lifestyle ways to get things.
It's very interesting. I was having a discussion with a GP last week, and we were talking about various health issues. And one of the things came up was, funnily enough, blood pressure. And he was saying that the sort of danger threshold numbers had changed slightly, and he thought anything over 150 over 90 would then be perceived as a problematic.
Well, the numbers come down. It's about what your blood pressure is if it's repeated, and it's,
right.
So the lower numbers, the lower high numbers, if you like. Just reacting in one isn't quite right. But if it's persistently above 140 over 90, I think certainly lifestyle would be recommended by any of the national international bodies. And the target, if you need to have your blood pressure brought down and you've got some other problems such as diabetes, which puts your heart attack risk up even more, is much lower. It's down to the 130s over 80s.
I mean, presumably, if you haven't got a machine, you can go to a pharmacist and they will check it for you.
That's correct, yes. Quite a few pharmacists in UK are actually monitoring patients' blood pressure. And that's one of our key part of our research in this study, is that we are monitoring patients' blood pressure as soon as they have been put on a new blood pressure medicine, and to make sure they are checked correctly, which three readings, as Professor Singer just mentioned, in the left arm and the right arm, and yes.
So you've got this research underway at the moment. You're looking for more people in Coventry and Warwickshire. How can they help?
Well, they can contact myself, Ejaz Cheema, at cheemaejaz@hotmail.com, or they can call me on the number, which is 074-3428-1361.
Okay, and what are you looking for? I mean, are you looking for people who've already been prescribed medicine for high blood pressure?
That's correct. So either they have been prescribed as first time with a new existing blood pressure condition, or if the blood pressure medicine has been changed to something a different blood pressure medicine. So we are or they have been referred by the GP. So
and what will you do with people?
So what we're doing is looking over 6 months at two things more than what usually happens. That you get more blood pressure measurements over the 6 months and four visits to the local pharmacy. Mm. And at that time, also have a chance to find out more about blood pressure, why it's important to treat it, to prevent these preventable problems in the heart, prevent strokes. And also, if you're worried about possible side effects, to make sure that you have a chance to talk to your pharmacist in some detail about this. And what we do know is that, although you'd think it's so obvious to take your tablets, half the people do not take their tablets who are on blood pressure treatment
regularly. Is that so? Yes. Why is that? Well, is it they're forgetful or they feel they don't do it? Or is it actually they feel a bit odd with taking these tablets?
I think there's several possible reasons. You've hit on a few of them. Some, it's partly being a bit busy and can you get around to doing that? Some people are worried about all these package inserts and all the possible side effects. Other people, if you're older, it may be difficult to get organised to remember to take them. And some people are just a bit suspicious about medicines and think, well, why me? And this can't be real because it's a silent problem.
And particularly as well with high blood pressure, because people think, well, I feel fine. Why should I be taking the pills in the first place?
That's the absolute question. And that's
you don't feel rubbish with it, do you?
That's why it's so important to be able to talk to pharmacists and practice nurses and doctors and others to understand more about the condition. Because we know that the more you know, the more likely you are to believe the risk. And if you think about insurance companies, in the old days, if your blood pressure was as low as 160 over 100, nothing was done. Your life expectancy was 60 because of the blood pressure. And we now know so much more about preventing not just death, but also being unwell, being less able to get around through heart failure or having these terrible strokes if they do happen.
And just to add to Professor Singer, it's important to get your blood pressure checked using a reliable device, and pharmacists can really help with measuring.
How do you know the device, that if you're going to go out and buy one, how do you know which is going to be a good one?
Well, there is a national society called the British Hypertension Society. And if you go to the website, we heard about it earlier, bhsoc.org, there's a nice yellow tab on the left. Click on the tab.
And it'll tell you.
And there's a list about home monitors. And they don't name and shame, but if it's not on the list, then you can be sure it hasn't been checked enough to know it's going to be reliable. And the cost is really quite low, down to the low tens of pounds.
So they're not expensive. Meanwhile, back at the monitor.
I've just become obsessed with it now. Whilst you've been talking.
How many readings have you taken now?
I think about five now, because I'm probably going to keep it and keep going all day. But I suppose what makes me think about it is that since we've been sat here talking and doing my blood pressure, it's gone from 123 up to 143, and then 143 down to 123 again. And the bottom number is kind of, petled about around between 84 and 90. So it makes me wonder, if it's so varied,
how do
I know what works?
Well, that's a very good question. Well, in fact, it turns out a bit of variability is very healthy. It's normal. And what's happening to you is, if you like, the fight or flight system. We're in the studio. Yeah. Things are going on, people are chatting. And that's why the top one particularly tends to go up, because these things like adrenaline, the hormones,
your heart's pumping
and
away.
Nerves can make things heartbeat in a variable way. It is, however, important, if people's blood pressure is high and stays high and is very variable, then that means your risk of having one of these problems is a bit higher than if it doesn't.
So is it worth then, and we come back to the machines, that you start taking your blood pressure a number of times, randomly, every day, over a period of time, and then you can take a mean? Does it work like that?
Well, over some weeks and months, then getting out of your pattern, that's very helpful for your doctor. There are also special gadgets you can wear, like a little radio on your belt, and get an idea of what it's like over the 24 hours. And the day-night pattern also tells doctors something about underlying causes and should you be doing some particular test. I would, however, say it's important not to be too obsessed about it. And I think the thing to do is take some advice about how often to do it. And once you're sure where your readings are, then taking it every couple of weeks or a month or so under advice from your doctor is probably sufficient for most people.
Final point then, if someone is listening to this and thinking, well, I've got high blood pressure, or they're not even sure what their blood pressure is, they can take part in this study.
That's correct, yes. So the important thing is to continue taking their blood pressure medicines, and they can contact myself, which the email is chimaajaz@hotmail.com, or they can ring on 074-3428-1361, and we'll be happy to help.
Sarah's healthy.
I've started to lose all feeling in my left arm.
I'm so sorry tonight.